ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Be Cool Podcast, no, episode number 15. What's good, motherfuckers? Always be cool. We back at it right out of a quick weekend, huh? Got a Friday episode in. Now we're right back on a Tuesday. Wakey bakey, house sitting, snowflakes are falling. There was a rainstorm, ice storm last night, they say. I didn't see any of the ice, but I do see the snowflakes right now. Not that bad. 30 degrees outside. It's been cold. Last week was fucking freezing, 11 degrees. Hope you're doing better. I'm still snuggled up in blankets, trying to survive. Just had a nice evacuation of the bowels. Just to let you know, you want to know what's going on. You want to know how I stay cool, how I be cool, is, let the system pass through. Marinated chicken 3 days ago with the Brazilian barbecue style. Oh, man. I mean, I tell you, this chicken, 45 minutes, breasts are done in the oven, 375. Finish them off in foil while you turn the oven off. Let those juices regain into that beautiful chicken. Didn't even trim the chicken. That's how rugged I'm getting right now. That's how nasty I'm getting out here. Who want what? It's, a beautiful, beautiful day here. It's going to snow. I can't be mad about it. So the only thing I can hope for is June when the sun comes back out and, you know, the mini skirts are back on. You know, we're going thong, 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 thong. That's all we can hope for, you know, sniffing around the beaches, trying to find those hermit crabs. Anyway, not that much snow going. I mean, there's no big snowflakes, but it's not. I mean, the ground's not covered just yet. It was a little rainy. It's been warm. Yesterday was nice, up to 37, so not bad for Vermont. Better than the 10 degrees, the 9 degrees that we had last week. Buffalo Bills, big win. What did I tell you about downtown Johnny Brown and Hard Knocks? Did I tell you these guys are ballers? Did I tell you last week? Big win, beat those Miami Dolphins. And we're right behind the Patriots right now. We're just sticking in there. We just want to get a little piece of it. We want in the playoffs. That's all we want. Let Joshua get a little action in there. Great football. Great football weekend. Won $2 on the DraftKings $1 single entry. So cashed out on that. We're still trying to figure out how to get to the top 10. Daddy's trying to get a little cash out here. You know, the podcast is grinding. We're grinding it out. I think we're going to make some interesting developments here in the next few weeks. And we'll be happy to announce those when they occur. In the meantime, though, it's getting almost that time. We're almost a week away from my birthday, the big 40. I don't know if I'm nervous. My aches and pains. Listen, I don't have any aches and pains. Okay? I don't have a kink in my neck anymore. I think the stress is gone. Maybe I was stressing about some other things. You know, the podcast isn't really stressful, but sometimes on a Tuesday morning, this shit I gotta do, and I might record it. You know, I like recording it live and just putting it out. I don't do any edits. I don't go in there, put a little reverb on voices. I don't try to make shit sound right. I record this blank, straight, fresh out the closet. I'm not R. Kelly style, but I mean, and I'm not coming out of the closet, but I'm saying I used to record in a closet. And some people may know this who listened to the podcast, maybe even saw it, witnessed it, maybe was even recording their own songs in the closet. And we come a long way. Now I'm in a big empty house right now, recording in the guest bedroom. How about that? Just watching outside, watching the weather. Got my water, already drank the coffee, but I had to have a nice evacuation. Already cooked 3 chicken breasts, did 3 yesterday. Instead of doing all 6 yesterday, I said, you know what? Let me just keep those marinating, and I'll finish those tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good for the rest of the week with the chicken. Just going to do some broccoli today, make some rice, make a little dirty rice. I also have a little beer dough. Made a sauce yesterday also. Nice little tomato sauce, a little marinara style. But I did use a Rotel chilies cilantro style. And Yeah, I'm happy about that. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So I might do a little stuffed bread or something. I'm gonna have to go over to the store and get some nice cheese. I need a nice mozzarella. Hopefully they got something like that. Maybe I have to shake down somebody. Eventually we're gonna have to get to it. Don't know when I'm gonna get to that, but I might do even like a sandwich chicken. You know what I'm saying? Chicken marinara. I don't want to do cheddar though. I need some nice mozzarella. I might have to talk to some people. We'll get there. We'll talk about that later, next week maybe. But obviously the big thing going on today, the hearings. Everyone's talking about the hearings. Everyone's got a take. If you just listen to these people that were on the phone call that work in the government, I mean, there's no question what the issue is here. Everyone wants to make these people traitors, though. Like, I mean, come on, man. They're just saying what they're saying what they heard, and giving their opinion. If you don't trust, I mean, the army and the officials that are placed into, like, a lieutenant colonel who's placed in to a position where he's able to hear this information because that's what he specializes in, and you don't take his word, I don't know who you take a word for or from. Let's have a little dignity in what we're discussing and debating about. You can have your feelings and why you dislike a certain way that people or political party represents themselves. But let's not disintegrate your whole value on what a human being can do, as in basically tell the truth and give their professional opinion if that's what they specialize in. I'm not going to go to a plumber if I need a new tire. You know what I'm saying? Though they might, he that plumber might have the background to be able to understand the issue, but that's not where we go. Oh, this is my favorite thing. It's noon. It's noon when the fucking Chernobyl sirens go off. Only in Hinesburg, only place I've ever seen in my life, Hinesburg, Vermont. The fucking Chernobyl sirens come in. Like, I gotta duck under the desk real quick. I don't need no bubble ups on my skin because this is cocoa butter. This is what makes Reese 45 last. This is how I stay cool. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a good present for me, cocoa butter, Palmer's cocoa butter. It's expensive, but well worth it. It will keep your shit smooth as ice. Willing to sacrifice my love. Just a little drop for you. Next week, I'm going to start. You know how I do my little Netflix or whatever shows or something I'm, interested in, spreading the joy that I receive from these entertainment venues to you. I'm gonna have to start talking about some music, and the reason is because the last couple of days I've heard a few different people. I love a musician interview. I love when the Breakfast Club, Hot 97. Or they're doing, Complex does theirs and blah blah blah. Obviously, Drink Champs is probably one of the best because they get lit all the way lit. That's what the kids say. What lit is getting fucked up is what you can easily just say that. I'm not capping no more. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What is capping? How do you just make shit up? And why are these old ass rappers using capping now? Come on, man. Method Man ain't running around here talking about capping, son. You know what I mean? Watch that Wu-Tang series on Hulu. Bootleg it. If you need it, send me the message. Send me a message. I'll send you the link. You can watch it for free. You don't need no this Hulu. You don't need Disney Plus. I got you. I got you. No promotion, but I got you. Speaking of Disney Plus, Mandalorian, two episodes already out. It's only been a week so far. Two episodes they already put out. If you're a Star Wars fan, if you like good cinema, great, great show, great show. It'll have you on your edge because, I mean, they're only like 35 minutes. So they go in quick, but you're wanting more. And it's a good thing they're doing the, I like this. This is what, I don't, I, who wants to sit through 3 hours of something? If you want to do 3 hours of something, do a binge watch, right? You're binge watching something. No one wants to sit for 3 hours of a movie, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's smart. Start doing this. You control everything, and it's all you. It's all your money. Smart move indeed. No theater is the middleman no more. And you don't have to deal with that those scumbags that are trying to reach in your pockets. So the best thing, or the next thing I want to get into, like I was saying. So I was listening to some musicians interviews. I love that. I love, because at the end of the day, that's what I am. I'm an artist. You know, I have transferred writing raps and melodies into what I'm doing here today. You know, and I transferred that also into the YouTube videos, the gaming station on Twitch, Promo Mo Gaming on YouTube and Twitch. And the beautiful part of that is I can continue, like I was speaking about yet last week, I can continue to use I take that dream that I accomplished and move on into different ventures. And when you do that, like I said, you allow yourself that openness to see things in a clear path. And that always is a benefit to you and other people at the end of the day. I love giving back. I love having, I don't care about, you know, I don't need accolades and all this, you know, that I never got into any of the things that I did, the things that I love, to make money off of it. Obviously, that's a ultimate goal if you work hard and you take the necessary steps to get to that level. But not everybody does it, man. It's like a 1% or a 0.8%, 0.5%, 0.1%. You understand what I'm saying? Not every rapper sells 20 million records. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers don't sell 10,000 records. You have to look at this shit at the end of the day. And don't get it twisted, man. Don't take how many plays someone has on YouTube as that being the same level as an artist who sells 20,000 records, because these kids ain't even making records. Some of those artists that have 20 million records or 20 million plays on a platform or whatever, don't even have an album. Don't even have an album. So take into consideration, if you're a music lover, take into consideration of what the ability to make an album is compared to just putting a song out that you made on your computer. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole different, I'm not knocking it. I mean, that's a great thing. That's a great ability to have. Technology has got us a long way from where we used to be rolling on wooden tires and, you know, horse and buggy shit. But we have to, you know, appreciate and give respect to people who actually are artists. You know, I've seen a lot of motherfuckers who think they rap and they're not artists. You know what I'm saying? They're just garbage. And that's just the unfortunate part of anything. Not everybody is a doctor. You know what I'm saying? You see those commercials where they're like, oh, he's okay, just okay. You're like, you know, yeah, that's basic life, though. Not everybody is the best coffee pourer at Dunkin' Donuts. Some people got to stick on that register. Some people got to rock that mop. You know, everybody can't be on the fry station. You know, napkins need to be refilled somewhere. And the guy in the burger flipping is not doing that. So let's just keep it a buck out here. And that's what, if you don't know what a buck is, let's keep it 100. And 100, if you don't know what 100 is you're capping now. So I don't got no time for you. So I want to get into listening to some new songs. I'm not going to get into specifically this Vermont rap scene, but because of the fact that I was entrenched in it for a good period of time, I think it's a good idea for me to dive into that a little deeper for some segments here and there, or maybe a segment every week, just to showcase, promote, or discuss what is going on with hip hop in my area. Not just hip hop, because obviously there's some great musicians that do rock, country, blues, jazz, you know, any every genre. But because I have some very good relationships within the community that I've been a part of, it's probably a good idea to you know, relinquish some of those thoughts and those talents to the rest of the world that maybe a lot of people aren't tapping into, and which can only add to the talent and the popularity of this beautiful area. 'Cause it really, I mean, Vermont is a great state. I mean, there's some shit about it. You know, there's a lot of crackers out here. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of good people. I'd say 75% of the people I meet are good people, good, honest people, loving people, caring, willing to take in different ideas. And some people are just, you know, some people can be like that, but some people are just bigots. You know, some people are just racist. Some people have, you know, are just Vermonters, you say. But that's just, you know, at the end of the day, man, if you're talking reckless out here, and I'm in the room, I'm hearing it. It's not like I'm gonna look at you and go, oh yeah, you a fucking, that's my boy over there. Nah, bro. Nice try though. Okay, because I have a lot of respect for the hip hop community and the culture, and I'm just lucky to be a guest in it. So, because I have that carried and that love, hearing people talk reckless out there at their side of their mouth is not a it's not a joy for me, and it shouldn't be a joy for you, because if you listen to the podcast, we know we're all about love. We're all about loving another, respecting one another, having some fun, laughing. But that's where it can't be misconstrued, you know? We have to, let me take a sip here. Sweet water, sweet water. A little sober, a little wakey bakey, but still sober here. And weed ain't gonna get me fucked up. I'm gonna be up all day and night. Day and night. Na 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 night night. Speaking of night, last night 2K League started up the combine. So you had to win 50 games for the last 3 weeks of October in the Pro-Am 5-on-5 regular basketball. You had to win 50 games with a 50% winning percentage. Did that, killed that, 69% winning percentage. You know, it was over, man. 2 weeks, I was done that shit. So you get, if you do that, then you get the option to play in the 2K combine, which, you know, they take at that point. That's when they filter the top 100, 200 players that they will draft to the new league. And it'll probably be less than that this year, because there's only a few teams that they were added to the esports then. But so that when I talk about the 2K, that's what I do, man. That's, I want to be one of the best 2K players. So that's, I'm in the combine now. And let me tell you, as much as I complained about the game before, being in the combine is even more toxic. These rats out here dribble, pounding the ball until they can get their own shot, never pass. There's like five assists. And then if they lose, they're at the game, at the end of the game, they're losing. Then they lag switch it. So everyone gets quitted out. You get a loss. Yeah, so these rats are just running around here chucking as much shots that they want, and they think that's what, you know, that's what's going to be it. But they're giving up 50 points. So let me tell you, it's toxic. I played power forward last night. Should have went with center, but it takes so long to get a game because every only people pick is power, point guard and center, because it's just the way 2K League makes it. That's what they promote when their gameplay. And so no one wants to be power forward. They never touch the ball. Small forward never touch the ball. Shooting guard, that's the third one to go. So, you know, if you're out there playing 2K, you're in the 2K combine, good luck with that. It's frustrating. I'm almost done with it. I might not even play today. Starts at 2, so I got a few hours before I have to get amped up for that. Definitely can't be sober playing that game. But I digress to, I want to do some new songs. You know, I got a good filter for some gems, and I love all different genres. So I might not just do hip hop, but I will do every week a few, like a top five new songs that I heard this week. Let you know what they are, give a little quick clip, and you know, keep it pushing. Along with obviously the Netflix hits, the whatever, the new TV show hits, the movies, whatever's good. I did, yeah, Mandalorian. Like I said, there's a good back doorway to see that. So if you like Star Wars, you're a big fan of that genre, I suggest tapping into that because that'll keep you entertained and keep you on the edge of your seat for more. I don't know what is going on with this impeachment inquiry right now. It's just testimony. People are getting confused here. Now, they're just doing testimony. This isn't the impeachment trial. That didn't even happen. That's not even occurred yet, okay? So what they're doing is just getting testimony. So all this stuff is just information that's being publicized and brought to you by your favorite Republican or Democratic TV station. So when they chop it all up, when they get it, they get their little hands on it in the studios, beware of what they're saying, because they can twist any of these words either way. There's always a right or a left to say, or a right or a left view on what, however they want to chop and screw this. DJ Republican, DJ screw Democrat is the same, you know, it's just a different genre. So just like the East Coast, West Coast, you know, you're going to hear different sounds, different flows, different beats altogether. Glorious things upon the horizon. Like I said, 40 years old, the 27th, a few days after, the eve of Thanksgiving. So sometimes my birthday does land on Thanksgiving, obviously. Most of y'all will know that, how the cycle is, but it's on the eve. Some people are excited. Parking Lot Pete's excited, a.k.a. this Colchester Doncic. Yeah, Parking Lot Pete, that was a great story. I forgot about that last week. I got on a tangent of, I mean, there was some emotion there. There was some truth. There was a lot of honesty. I think last week's episode was really good. I think it helped me once getting settled into my new, you know, my new little housekeeping gig. Last week, I was able to figure some things out, and it helped me, you know, speak on some things that I think a lot of us have to be truthful with ourselves with, you know, and it's always good to have another voice allowing you to express that to yourself. So if I did that for you, thank you. You do that for me, not, you know, through a podcast, but allowing me to speak to you, it does allows that release. So that's a much blessings. And music also did that for me. That was one of the main things I fell in love with it. It's because of that. I don't need a therapist. I'll never need a therapist because I'm 100% honest with everything I've done, everything I'm doing, and everything that I am. So if that gives me any kind of credit, I'll take that. But that to me is just a blessing. So I hold that very, very close to the soul. Close to the soul, like Soul Glow. Don't forget that. Great movie, Coming to America. I know I'm a big fan of that one. So shout out to you. You know who you are. Peace and love. Again, happy birthday to Andrew McKegney. Sorry I wasn't able to get to the axe throwing gimmick. That sounds like I could just do that in the woods. But they did have beer and drinks probably. I hope you had a fun time. Hope you had a great dinner. I'll see you soon, obviously. That's just going to happen. I can't wait. You know what? Another happy birthday to the king, Big Timmy. And to my brother from another sister. The best paver in all the land. Best paving job I've ever seen. Gets the snow out of the way. He's a plower, too. Plows right through all those snowbanks. Happy birthday to you, young fella. I'll see you soon, young blood. Christmas time is getting very, very close. Colin Kaepernick. How about that? If you're a sports nut or if you're a Republican, you probably heard about this. Colin Kaepernick was supposed to have an NFL sanctioned workout for 25 teams. 30 minutes before that workout, Colin Kaepernick said, "Fuck you, NFL. I'm doing my own workout. I run shit. I do the fucking here." And this is a good kid. A lot of people are going to have many, many views on this. And they already have. You probably, if you know about this story, you have heard someone's fucking opinion. And believe me, they're all fucking opinions. Colin Kaepernick hasn't played football in 3 years. He's never going to play football again. What he's not going to do is allow someone to dictate what he's going to do in his life. So this is the truth here, okay? This is not my opinion. This is what he's doing. So let me just break down what he's doing. he's saying, okay, you want to promote me having a NFL? You want to fuck me? I'll fuck you. Okay. This is, it's not, it's a simple thing. You take a dollar from me, I'll take a dollar from you. If Colin Kaepernick hasn't played football in 3 years, you know you're not going to play football again in the NFL. It's just not going to happen. If he wanted to play football that much, he would be playing in the CFL or the AFL or whatever the fuck, anywhere that they have a football, he'd be playing. If he wanted to play football that bad. But he's standing behind a movement which is meaningful to him. He has a resolution for a change to happen in a thing that has nothing to do with football. When someone has taken that stand, they're not going to succumb to somebody else's demands that they have no interest in being in bed with. So what he did was he used that promotion that the NFL gave by saying, and we're giving Colin Kaepernick a workout. 25 teams will be there. We could pass out the videos and see he'll have the control over blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he said, fuck you. I'm going to do my own workout. You can come see it. I'm going to promote all my stuff. I'm going to promote my Nike fucking brand. I'm going to promote my t-shirts. I'm going to promote my message. I'm going to promote my movement. That's what he did. And what does all these stations do? Fox Sports, ESPN, local media, national media. Oh, he'll never play. He blew his chance. He was selfish. Blah, blah. Yeah. If people understand what he's standing for or kneeling for, you wouldn't have to have the argument. You wouldn't even have to have an opinion. If you believe guns should be legal and nothing should happen, there should be no laws, why would you bend your view or give your guns away? You're not going to give that up. You're going to stand by what you stand by. You're not going to give anyone any leverage towards what you're trying to do. And the football has nothing to do with what he's doing. For me, it's so easy to understand. But to the rest of people who are ignorant to this situation, if you don't, some of you don't even watch football. Some of y'all don't even know when Memorial Day is. Some people don't know when Veterans Day is. But they, and some people who claim to care about the military are now arguing with this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who is in Congress right now, being asked questions, testifying to what he heard on a phone call with the president of the Ukraine and the United States. And people are, now this guy's got to go in protective custody because of what the threats he'll get from the people who so-called love the military and care about our freedoms. Logistically or logically, explain that. Follow that trail of breadcrumbs and tell me that that bread ain't moldy as fuck and unedible. I hate getting political, but I just can't stand the ignorance or the blinders that people have towards just the unequivocal truth. You can't deny these things. You can't let your emotions get in the way of if you believe cops should be able to beat up black people or not. If you believe that, that's great for you. Either way. But if you're a human being with morals who has any kind of compassion or love for any other person than you, then you would know that when you see minorities being basically put down in the streets when they're no threat to anyone by five or more cops, that that's not criminal. I can't explain much of anything to you like 2 + 2 = 4. We're not going to be able to come to terms on anything that you need four wheels. Well, I can't really tell you that because, I mean, you don't need four wheels. You could have three wheels, but that ain't going to get you anywhere. Maybe you need four wheels on a posi traction. How about that? Posi traction, do you need four wheels? I'm just throwing that term out there. It's from My Cousin Vinny. Only thing I could tell you. So tell me if you need posse traction if you need four wheels for posse traction, I'm going to throw that out to our sponsor right now, Gorilla's Garage. This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs.
I think I hit the nail on the head with the posse traction. You gotta love how, I love how my mind works, but the stomach's rumbling. I just had some nice yogurt, oats, pecan, what is it? What the fuck was that thing? Pecan granola, Bear Naked, vanilla yogurt, Greek yogurt, blueberries. You know, I like to be a little healthy sometimes. No one's going to point their fucking finger at me and say, you know what, you're not even trying. I'm trying. Not trying hard, but I'm trying. I'm trying to figure this out is what I'm trying to do. So, you know, the whole Kaepernick thing, people blow that shit up. Everyone just has to make a thing the biggest thing. We all know that this shit was not going to lead to him being on an NFL team. He seized that opportunity to continue his progress towards his ultimate goal of whatever that is. I haven't interviewed him, would like to. Colin Kaepernick, come on the show. But he doesn't have to give any ground here. He doesn't have to do that. He seized the moment. He used that to benefit his cause. And you can't shame anybody for that, because ain't no, if you're not getting shamed for your game, don't shame anybody else for that game. He's not hurting nobody. He's helping. He absolutely hurt no human being doing that. He only helped. Guaranteed. That's 100% fact. He don't need the money. He's a signed Nike athlete. Persona. But this guy's got his hands in everything, man. He's doing what he's doing. Bravo to that. Put the work in, you get the benefits, man. So we're living in these crazy times, and I think it's only best for us to take a fucking chill pill once in a while. Be cool, motherfuckers. You know, I can't just sit back anymore. You know, I can't just tell my little stories about my little life. Some of them are entertaining. Debauchery. Foolishness. Fuckery. A lot of great times. Love. I got to get there's some great stories to tell. I don't mind story time, but every now and again, this shit just bubbles up and I got to let it go. I'm not sitting with a locksmith till 3 a.m. every night, cooking up magnificent dishes, smoking on the fattest bongs, bogeying ourselves to death outside, playing the guitar, not me playing the guitar, him playing the guitar, freestyling, chilling on the couch, hearing screams of sexual misconduct. And, you know, it's just, those days have passed. You know, I got to get my sleep. I'm up at 7 o'clock every day, 8 o'clock every day, unless I get really silly on a Saturday or if it's Celtics play. And listen, let me tell you, these Boston Celtics, they lose to Sacramento, tough loss. Marcus Smart misses a shit shot he took at the buzzer. Don't know why it doesn't go to Tatum or Kemba. But you know what? I love the way this team's playing. They pass the ball, even with Gordon. And they have had a soft schedule. Let me just tell you. They have had a soft schedule. I'm well aware of this. They haven't played the greatest teams. But they have the best record in the league. We're on a West Coast trip right now. That shit's not always easy. So we lose to Sacramento, which has some great talent. Has some good talent. Very young talent. Bogdanovich is coming on. But we lose one by 1 point. We have a back-to-back. Last night we played Phoenix, one of the best defensive teams. I don't know how that's possible. We kicked their ass. Marcus Smart gets a little injury, but he says he's day-to-day. It's his ankle or some shit like that. You know, blah, blah, blah. And we move on. Celtics playing great. Being a Celtics fan and seeing these young, after last season with Kyrie, the flat earth fool, I'm sick of it, you know, and good riddance to him. I mean, his team can't get a win. He doesn't play two games in a row. They win by like 30 points last night. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. You're not even on the court. Your team gets a win. You're on the court. You can't get a win. Time to look in the mirror. Young fella. Uncle Drew. Some people, I don't like that. You stunted the growth of other men so you could do your own shit. I don't like that. See, I don't promote that. What I do promote is doing whatever you want, but if it affects other people negatively, you're doing something wrong. You understand? You're not doing just by other people. That's not a good thing. Some people, you can't, in a basketball situation, a team situation, if you're the devil, man, and you're around a bunch of pious motherfuckers, the devil got to go. And, you know, we exercise that villain, and I'm good. So when I say I don't hate anybody, those I don't hate them, but I do despise them, because you stunted the growth of something I love to enjoy and what these guys were trying to accomplish. So glad you're gone. Glad you're losing. You deserve to, you know, you deserve what you got. You need that karma back on you. I'm not saying break an ankle, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. The good Lord will make it right. Lucifer. Oh, man, that's some good water. That's a good chronic, too. Thanks to the locksmith. You know, I heard there's some rumors about the birthday bash. If it's not even a bash, I'm not even, you know, if you know me, people, you know me. I don't need anything special other than the love and care of a sexy, sexy lady who can recite three or four of my songs while I'm in the hot tub, smoking bubbly, screaming punish me. But that's just, you know, don't stop, get it. I'm just trying to explain that I don't need anything but being with the people I love being with, having laughs, telling stories, and turning 40. You know, I'm good with that. I know what I'm going to be doing to enjoy myself. If other people want to, you know, partake, then let's get it. Don't stop. The things that I find the most joy out of are just not even, you know, I don't even need a drink. I don't need a blunt. I don't need a bowl. I don't need a bong. I don't need Pink Whitney. Maybe I do. But I love just talking shit to each other, laughing, caring for one another, and seeing life continue. You know, seeing my boy Keith and Bex, okay? They just had their kid right before Halloween. And seeing that baby out, 2 weeks old or something like that, Steve's birthday, big band playing, got the earmuffs on. That's life. That's what life is. Don't keep a baby locked up. Get that child right out there in the real world. Living in a real world. Free world. Something like that. I love just breaking into song randomly. This is like, and some of these lyrics are all butchered, I bet. But I just made myself laugh. And just that, seeing that life, that's to me a party. That's a party. So shout out to them for having the baby. Congrats. It's awesome. I love that. I love that shit. Love that shit. Oh, man, I'm dreading having to get in this 2K and play games today, man. It's just toxic people. You wish you could play with at least one other person. It would be that you knew, so it could be a little more entertaining. But I'm gonna have to figure something out. I don't want to watch any more of these impeachments thing. And it's just interesting to hear these, because what's really being said? What if we already know what happened? Why do we have to go through this process? I will end with this. For years, I've been watching on the History Channel, The Curse of fucking Oak Island, okay? If you don't know about Oak Island, it's a small island in Nova Scotia, off the shore of Nova Scotia. And reportedly, there is a treasure buried there. It's been there for like 200. Well, first person who saw the quote money pit 250 years ago, something like that. They found interesting artifacts on this island, like ship spikes. It's an island, it's in the ocean. Ship spikes, crosses, blah, blah, blah. Like shit you'd find on a boat that had people who've been sailing around the world for as long as people have been sailing. People are from other places, so other shit's gonna be in other places, man. It's just that's the way the water flows. You understand? Some of these motherfuckers don't know what currents are and tides. So storms will cause quite a bit of material to travel great distances. We won't get into that. But for years, it's got to be at least 5-7 years I've been watching this goddamn show, and they haven't found one piece of gold, man. Like maybe a flash of gold. They found some weird shit in weird places. Like parchment paper, 880 feet underground. But listen, I don't know how good or how well these drilling things can, you know, are not just pushing shit down that's on the first, you know, few 10 feet of sediment, you know. I can't tell you that. What I can tell you, though, is that they've dug the shit out of this island, and they haven't found a goddamn thing. But this show continues to tease you. Like every week it's going to happen. Oh, will we find the lost artifacts? Some buried treasure? Or is it just another trick by the island? Like, come on, man. Come on, man. How many fucking holes can you dig and not find what the fuck we're looking for? Did they do this all in 1 year? Because that's what it seems like. They got 10 episodes a year. And they don't find a fucking thing. But they're spending millions of dollars. Like, who's funding this progress? This project, I should say. No progress. It's regress, if you ask me. I had to get my frustration out in this fucking Curse of Oak Island. But you know what? I'm going to watch it tonight. Dawn at 9. You know what this History Channel does now is they even have that stupid thing like Talking Dead. But they have it before the show. Well, they talk about the last episode, but every new episode, they talk about the last episode anyway. It's like 2 hours of recycled shit and maybe like 15 minutes of new footage of them digging a trench. There's some shit, man. There is some shit. They find a button and they think it's like a, gold mine, but we'll see where it goes. One day, maybe they find the Ark of the Covenant, maybe the Holy Grail. Or maybe just a sewer system that's been pumping shit off the mainland. And so some randomly is just underneath the island in a way. Anything is possible. That's what they say. Well, it's been 43 minutes. I can get into a lot of things. I don't think we even finished a thought in this podcast. But we did talk about a lot, obviously. We'll get into, I'm not going to get into more of these politics. I mean, I'll talk about them. I'll talk about these current events, yada, yada, yada. And I might want to step on that Epstein thing. I got to get into this true crime, some true crime stories. I think we got to bring those to light. So next week we'll segment out some music. And we will obviously talk about the other things that we talk about. I might want to try to do like a story, blah, 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 segment. But I like the free flow. I like the free flowing that happens creatively and allows me to open up different avenues of what, you know, what possibly could be discussed here at the Be Cool Podcast. So again, I appreciate you all for listening. Hit me up, Twitter, Instagram, at Reese45MC, if you're on those platforms. Send me a message. Slide in the DMs if you're in the area for a night or two. And, you know, we can be cool. So I hope you all be safe out there. If you're in the Northeast or in the snow, drive safely. Be good. Take care. Drive slow. Be safe. The key to any great life is if you're breathing. So I want y'all to stay in the safety net of what you as a singular person can control. So don't get reckless out there. Don't talk out the side of your mouth. Stay on the in between the lines. If you have to veer, put your blinkers on and then put your hazards on. Safety first. The safety meeting has commenced. I'm going to get ready for this 2K League. I'm going to be yelling and screaming at somebody today. It's not going to be you because I got nothing but love for you. You're just doing your thing, boy. I got nothing but love for all y'all. I seriously do. Send the birthday wishes to me. Show me some gifts. Not gifts. I don't need a present. Just gifts. G-I-F-S. And I mean, I hope to see y'all soon. If I see you on the bash, you'll know what's up. I do like burn ends from Smokies on Shelburne Road. Just to let you know, if you're looking for a gift, that's a gift, a present. And I mean, cocoa butter, obviously. So be good, motherfuckers. I'm going to be all right. Love one another. Strive to be great. Always be better. Know your faults. Survive on your weaknesses. Accomplish all and leave no doubt. This has been another great episode. I appreciate it. I got number love for y'all again. Be cool, motherfuckers.